The holiday season is about enjoying time with family and, of course, bringing joy to others. But that's Oliver Umtukudzi's mission all year long. Through his music, he's brought his country, Zimbabwe, into the homes and hearts of people all over the world. Oliver Umtukudzi, or Tuku, has played his own signature Tuku music since Zimbabwe was known as Rhodesia. His music goes beyond language, like his timeless hit Neria, meaning widow, a song about the pain of losing a loved one. Neria, Neria, oh, uzaore moyo ganderia, Maria ndiwe, uzaore moyo ganderia, Maria ndiwe. Pain and loss also drove him to create his latest album, Sarawoga, which means left alone. It's his first offering since his son and band member, Sam, was killed in a car accident in 2010. Oliver Umtukudzi joined me earlier this year for a special performance chat. And to talk more about the album, I began by asking him if he could perform the title track of the album, Sarawoga.
Sarawoga. Sarawoga. Sarawoga. Kaviri, we're gone. Yeah. Kaviri, we're gone. We don't got a wegam dumba. Sarawoga. Sarawoga. We don't gotta wake up, Dumba.
I mean, I have to tell you, I'm sure anyone who hears this, the song is such a cry from the heart. I mean, it's so personal. I don't understand a word of the language. I read the translation, but it's still, the sound of it is so piercing. It just pierces you when you hear it. How do you approach a song that is so very personally intimate? I mean, how do you bring to yourself to the point where you're able to share that with tens of thousands of people?
It's just that I mean what I'm saying. It's no joke. It's not a composition. It's a personal feeling. I mean what I'm saying, that I'm left on my own.
You know, I read what you said, that this is the first recording since your son passed away, but you've been performing, I mean, a crazy schedule of performing live. And you had said that it was like a therapy for you. How did that work?
Well, I think because my son was more a friend than a son, we were both musicians. We worked together. We've traveled together. We've written songs together. And the only way to console myself is to carry on doing what we loved doing most. Instead of sitting down and cry and mourn, I think it would have killed me. But if I went back on stage and did what we did, would at least make me feel satisfied. I would get satisfaction out of that than sitting down and just think of him. I was trying to celebrate the 21 years I've had with him.
How long after his death did you write Sarawoga?
Well, it was after 2 years, I think. Yeah, it was 2 years, and I never really wrote much songs soon after his death, but I performed what I had performed with him. I performed more shows than the way I used to before his passing on. Getting to write a song, it took me almost 2 years to try and start thinking of, because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to, you know.
In the album's notes, you wrote this: after the pride of performing with my son in a story to bring fathers and their sons close, I am left alone with no proof to show how a father and son could be. I mean, obviously the proof of how a father and son could be is to a certain extent in the music itself. I mean, right?
True. But I'm not sure whether people understand what it meant to be able to perform with your own son, doing the same job, doing what you love doing most, both of you. I don't think people will get to understand the depth of the love that's in the art world.